this weekend. Well, we've got another full round of matches coming up, and it's week five, and we've got a nice little competition which is coming, which has been generated here. Race for the top four, of course, for the semi-final spots for the Meads Cup. We've still got about five or six teams still left in contention. Whether that will be the case, of course, down the stretch, we will see. But two of them still in contention are North Otago and Wairarapa Bush, who meet in Omaru coming up on Saturday afternoon. Joining us now is the coach of the North Otago team, Barry Stevens. Good morning, Barry.
Morning, Glenn.
Nice chatting. And the look, I know you guys got off to a bit of a wobbly old start. Well, not too bad, really, but you did lose your opening game to Mid-Canterbury. You've come right a little bit since then. Barry, you feeling those other your teams are playing a bit better now?
Yeah, I think we're building nicely. I mean, I think there's we're certainly a long way away from the perfect performance, but I think, you know, as the season goes on, we're developing and we're getting better. You lost that first game against Mid-Canterbury, probably a bit of a lost opportunity for us, but since then we've had two wins and a draw, so sitting in fourth and a big match against the Bush this weekend, as you said.
Yeah, the winner of this takes a big step forward, don't they? And it becomes all that tougher for that, all that little bit tougher for the team that doesn't, right?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if you look at the points table, it's a pretty congested sort of points table. So, you know, this week and certainly for us, the next 3 weeks are vitally important to get a place in that top four and play off for the Meads Cup.
All right. Of course, you get glimpses of how Wairarapa Bush play, I guess, when you sit down and watch Main Freight Rugby every Thursday night. Are you getting much of a guide from the footage you've seen of them so far about how they might play this game?
Yeah, we've watched a couple of their games. You know, they look pretty strong across the paddock. They're a pretty well-balanced side. They you know, look like they like to use a bit of width. And so, to me, they look like they play a similar sort of style to us. So, you know, while we take some time to have a look at them and what they're doing, you know, as far as the team is concerned, it's for us, it's a real focus on what we can do and what we can bring to the game. And that's where, you know, we spend most of our time focusing.
All right. Now, Ralph Darling, I see, is still playing for you guys this season. I don't know how many seasons this is for him, but it's a few now, isn't it, Barry?
Yeah, he's an integral part of our side. You know, he's a big part of the leadership group. He's an outstanding player, really. He loves playing open rugby and it suits his style, and he's a great character.
He is, sure is. So, all right, and what are you personally making of the 6-point tries and the 2-point kicks, which has been trialled in the season? You've had a good 4 weeks now to have a look at this and figure out how it's working. Have you given much thought to that, Barry, and how you think? Do you like it?
Well, I mean, certainly the ball's been in play a lot more. You know, so there's been a lot more rugby. There's, you know, in the four games we've played so far, we've only had one team take one shot at goal for a penalty. So there's a lot more, you know, tap and go, kicking to the corner or scrum. So the ball seems to be in play a lot more. And certainly, you know, the temptation of 8 points for a converted try as opposed to 2 points for a penalty, it's something that you've got to look at.
So have you been, in your training sessions, have you been, you know, discussing this heavily, Barry, with in terms of a strategic point of view, with how you need to approach games? Has it changed in any way because of the point structure?
We do talk about it as a leadership group. But as far as the team is concerned, we just sort of focus on that quick transition from when we give away a penalty to quickly reforming on defence, or if we get a penalty, to, you know, working on quickly tapping, getting ourselves into position and getting the ball moving. Because what we've sort of found is that's what's happening a lot. You know, there's a lot of quick taps, so you've got to sort of realign yourself very quickly in defence and then again on attack. So that's what we've sort of worked on. As far as that is concerned, we have had to focus quite a bit this year on our defensive mauls from lineouts, because obviously, you know, we anticipate sides kicking to the corner and trying to either drive over from a lineout or suck out a penalty try. So we have had to work on options of defending that lineout drive. So those have probably been the two focuses we've had as a team.
Barry, I'm detecting though you're not an overly big fan of this. You're not sold on this concept, are you?
I suppose it's like the Mitre 10 Cup at the moment with the laws of Mitre 10 Cup. It may take a wee bit of time to bed in and get used to it. But I suppose at the end of the day, it's only a point scoring system, and once the boys get out on the paddock and start playing rugby, it's still the same old rugby. And you know, penalties, a lot of guys like to tap and go anyway. So, you know, the game's getting faster, and you know, fitness is a big part of our trainings now, and trying to get fitter. And you know, so because the ball seems to be in play a lot more. So, you know, I'm 50-50 on it at the moment, Ben.
Okay, that's interesting. Yes, it's interesting you touch on fitness. You just reminded me of an occasion where I got to commentate the Main Freight Rugby Show a couple of years ago, sat next to Simon Porter, who I'm sure you'll know well, Barry. Yep. You haven't been an ex-North Otago player, and he was telling me that the fittest team is the team that's always the one to beat in the Heartland Championship, and the playing ability of a lot of players is quite even, but it's often the fittest team that gets to the big game in the end. Is that panning out a similar way this year, do you think, Barry?
Yeah, I think it is important. I mean, as I say, you're dealing with amateur players here. You know, it's not like a professional unit where we've got all day to work on different stuff and work on skills, and have fitness as a big part of that. You know, we have the guys, we're lucky enough to have the guys on a Tuesday and Thursday night for a couple of hours. So, you know, you don't want to be spending a lot of time doing fitness because you have them for such a limited time. But, you know, the fact is that these guys are working, and you know, we've got to spend that time on fitness and got to encourage them to try and do a wee bit extra themselves, to just, as I say, try and keep up with the game, because the game is getting faster, and you know, it's fitness is just a key part of it.
Good stuff, Barry. Hey, look, nice chatting to you today. Congratulations on your start of the season. Really looking forward to seeing you in action against the Wairarapa Bush on Saturday. Thank you very much for your time today, and the best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Good on you, Barry. Barry Stevens there, the coach of North Otago. Joined